Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I can easily say there's no better place to be than right here. The wind's blowing about 12 miles an hour. It's like air conditioned outside, believe it or not. No one's going to believe me till they get here. It is so comfortable. Excuse me. Great day planned today. The talent is second to none. Everything is clicking on all cylinders, and that's because of our next guest. Tara Hernandez is the president of the Jazz and Heritage Foundation, and she joins us. Congratulations on
serving. Thank you so much for having me.
As president, I know you've been on the board quite a long period of time and have worked hard, and we appreciate that. Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. And it is beautiful weather, so you better get out here and not miss it. But one of the things that people don't always realize is that Jazz Fest is a fundraiser. And you know, in New Orleans, we like to throw parties. So why not throw the best festival ever as the fundraiser? And what this fundraiser does is program all the activities of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival and Foundation throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And you guys do a lot in the educational realm for kids relative to music and even more than that, right?
Yes. So, first of all, we're also the owner of WWOZ, which is beloved, and they're out broadcasting as well. But we like to say we teach, educate, and celebrate. So we teach with a free music school for kids called the Don Jameson School of Music. We build through community partnerships. Through our proceeds that we realize from the festival, we grant over $1.2 million in community programming. We also help support, of course, our culinary traditions and also the vendors, and have lots of programming to teach them and help build their profession. But of course, we celebrate the artists all year with festivals and concert series and the like.
You know, I just had Kiala Marshall, mm-hmm. She has pralines. Last year was her first year here, and I interviewed her. She was very nervous.
Yes.
And she didn't know what was going to happen. And she walked up this time. I said, "You survived your first year. How was it?" You could see her face light up, that already she's recognized that Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the festival, have opened so many doors for her as a young vendor here. And she said all of the other vendors are cheerleading for the new folks. So, and the reason I'm saying this is that you guys have successfully built a culture, a landscape here where people are helping people. And it's not even a competition here. They want everyone to succeed.
Absolutely. We feed off of each other, and it's all about New Orleans. That's who we are, community. We support each other, and it's been a blessing to be able to serve in this capacity and just, as you said, see the excitement of all the people as they enjoy their dishes as well, because many of them only have, as we know, with crawfish bread and Monica, only this time of year. And so everybody is excited not only for the music, but to eat, because it's New Orleans.
So let me ask this question of you. Rolling Stones. Your year, you get to take credit.
Absolutely. Look, I'm taking credit for a few things. I gave you 8 days. The Rolling Stones are coming. And my message is to make sure you hydrate. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. That's so just take it as you can and be ready to rock and roll.
How big is that, though?
Oh, it's amazing. They're excited because, you know, there have been many attempts in the past, and we finally, you know, coming up next Thursday, have it happening. We're going to have a few special items. So for those that are here next Thursday, you want to be here. But what was amazing was that we sold out of a lot of VIP only with the Rolling Stones and people not really having the remainder of the lineup, because we traditionally release the lineup in January,
right.
But we had to do it a little early because it was going to be a part of their tour. And so it was great. It has been great. Everybody is going to have an amazing time, and we'll have a few special surprises along the way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's had to be a lot of strategic accommodations for this, right? I mean, because
Well, with the tour, with their tour announcement, so having that right date align, and then just all of the logistics in the size, because we will have to close down the other stages earlier that day, give people a quick break for, you know, the bathroom, the food, and the drink, and be ready to come back in full effect and ready to go and have an amazing time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm going to be there. You know my wife,
yes,
Sean.
Absolutely.
It's her birthday that day.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What she wanted for her birthday was to come and see the Stones.
That's an amazing present. Well, I'll make sure I come find her to wish her a proper happy birthday. But tell her, yes, we're happy for her to celebrate with the Stones.
Yeah, and I think a lot of other people are happy as well. In all of your experiences,
mm-hmm.
What stands out is the most incredible thing for you about your involvement with New Orleans Jazz and Heritage?
Well, not only the impact, but let's just start with the festival itself. I said, we have more live music fests in New Orleans than anywhere in the country. And we're hosting some music execs as a part of our metronome program that we've spoken about here before. But where else can you come to a festival and have such a mix of genres and be able to just pass by and stop, because everything is amazing and it just draws you in, besides the great culinary traditions that go with that. But as I mentioned earlier, the impact of everyone coming to celebrate with us, we're able to go back to the community and help support the community that make us New Orleans, and support the artists and support the culinary and resort. Support the other vendors that contribute with all of the unique crafts.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And everybody, come out, have an amazing time. If it's not today, you have a few more days to go, and just have a blast. And thank you for having me.
So let's just regroup for a moment.
Sure.
You delivered 8 days. You delivered the
yes.
Rolling Stones.
So in one, I forgot.
You've delivered 2 days of great weather thus far.
And we're going to continue. We're going to continue. And we actually gave out 10,000
free tickets this year
for the
That's
community. True. So not-for-profits and religious organizations and schools. Everyone has an opportunity, and that's on top of yesterday's Locals Day at $50. So we want to make sure everyone has an opportunity to enjoy the things that we do.
I don't know who's following you, but the bar's high, right?
There you go. All right.
Folks,
happy fest, everybody.
That's Tara Fernandez, president of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.